One overwhelming feeling brought Chepachet voter Diana Seaver to the polls.
Stress. I can't wait for this to be over.
Many of us can relate to that feeling, and perhaps this one as well. Seaver is a Republican, but she says she voted for Hillary Clinton because Seaver has Obamacare insurance, and only Clinton pledged to save the health law. Donald Trump said he would repeal it. Seaver says she just felt too torn to vote with her party.
I'm a Republican, but I did vote for Hillary because I'm on Obamacare, and she's the only one who can fix it.
But Trump's message resonated with Gloucester voter Justin Patterson Schmidt, who says the Republican would help, quote, restore the country's prosperity. But it was more than the presidential choice that brought him to the polls. Pattinson Schmidt wanted to make his voice heard on ballot question number 3, a bond to improve the state veterans' home.
The veterans' bond is very important. Like you know that our veterans, a lot of them are homeless. They come back and they really have no one looking out for them. And I think it's about time that we start helping our veterans.
Question 3 is one of 7 items Rhode Islanders have been asked to accept or reject on this year's ballot. Another ballot question, whether to approve a new casino at Twin River, also drew strong opinions. Cranston voter Monica Suarez voted to reject it. She says gambling can destroy a community.
I would not vote for gambling. I grew up in New Jersey. I know what it does. I'm not voting for it here.
But Johnston voter Ron Bianchi says a casino could be good for the Ocean State.
It's going to bring revenue in, you know, jobs, you know, it'll help out, anything to help the state, you know.
Cranston voter Valerie McLaughlin says she's also concerned about the economy, but she headed to the polls to vote yes on ballot question number 7, a bond to create affordable housing.
Especially for working families, they really... Unless you have a two-income family, it's really hard to have good quality housing.
Voters from several different areas and backgrounds said even though Rhode Island isn't usually a swing state where every vote counts, their votes do matter. Newport voter Laura Slater put it this way.
Every vote counts. I was told when I was in school not to be apathetic, and it's important to vote. You have that one time that you can actually make something happen, you shouldn't just throw it away.
Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.